Our subject this morning is five things to do for a prayer-filled life. What can we do to enhance our prayer to the Lord on a daily basis? Our first lesson is from the book of Exodus, and this is the picture of prayer given in the tabernacle. Aaron going before the Lord, asking questions of judgment and seeing the flashing of stones in the breastplate over his heart. Exodus 28, "You shall make a breastplate of judgment, artistically woven according to the workmanship of the ephod. You shall make it gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread. You shall make it, and it shall be doubled into a square. A span shall be its length, and a span shall be its width. And you shall put setting stones in it. And the stones will have the names of the 12 sons of Israel, 12 according to their names, like the engravings of a signet, each one with its own name. And they shall be according to the 12 tribes. And so Aaron shall bear the names of the sons of Israel on the breastplate of judgment over his heart when he goes into the holy place. And you shall put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be over Aaron's heart when he goes in before the Lord. And so Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel over his heart before the Lord continually." We read from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, the Sermon on the Mount on prayer. "Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. And therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, for they have their glory before people. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. That your charitable deed may be seen in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. And therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things that you have need of before you ask him." And finally, we read from the work, the Arcana Celestia, the very famous passage about prayer, 2035. "Prayer, regarded in itself, is speech with God, and some internal view at the time of the matters of the prayer, to which there answers something like an influx into the perception or thought of the mind, so that there's a certain opening of the person's interiors toward God. But this with a difference according to the person's state and according to the essence and subject of the prayer. If the person prays from love and faith and only for heavenly and spiritual things, then there comes forth in the prayer something like a revelation, which is manifested in the affection of the one that is praying, a revelation as to hope, consolation, a certain inward joy. It is from this that the words to pray signify in the internal sense to be revealed." here end our lessons. And now may the Lord add his blessing to the hearing and the doing of his word. Amen.